In today's technology-driven world, data has become the pivot around which numerous companies revolve. It has become a matter of innate necessity for companies to harness the volumetric information that they ingest and subsequently garner those data values that are both usable and insightful for them. And for this particular reason, the popularity of Power BI is at its epitome presently. In this session, we will talk about the background story that led to the genesis of Power BI. We will discuss Power BI as a tool. We'll talk about different features of Power BI. After that, we will present a demo on how to install Power BI. After that, we will talk about transforming, shaping, and modeling data. Following which, we will talk about data visualization. And finally, conclude the session with a demo on how to generate Power BI reports. Before beginning the tutorial, let us take some time and meet Sam, Tom, and Daisy. Sam and Tom are just like you who want to learn Power BI, and Daisy is a Power BI expert who works in an MNC. Let's begin the tutorial then. Is there a background story that led to the genesis of Power BI? Well, certainly there is, and we are gonna tell you that. There are four major factors that kind of inspired Microsoft to come up with Power BI. Need for BI, data sources, limitations of managed BI, and trends in BI. First comes the need for BI. Before BI, companies faced great difficulties while conducting their business operations and reporting, analyzing, and collaborating with each other to make the most out of their data sources. Data was getting ingested from multiple sources, including on-premise databases, cloud databases, SaaS providers, and other files. And companies were not able to process all of this information as a whole. This led to certain limitations. What are these limitations? There were various problems with regular BI that companies were vested into. These included time and budget constraints and failing to keep up with the evolving demands of their customers. Also, there was a lot of dependency on third-party vendors for report generation. In addition to that, there were certain trends in BI that were emerging, and Microsoft had to do something to find a solution for all those problems that were there beforehand and keep up with the trends. Companies had by now realized that hiring third-party vendors for analyzing data did not make much business sense. Therefore, they were in pursuit of certain tools or solutions that would empower them with self-service reporting. Also, there was a prevailing adoption of BI in the marketplace. So, did we find a solution? Well, we did. And this is where self-service BI supplanted traditional BI altogether. Self-service BI is basically an environment where companies do not depend on IT to generate reports. Sounds alluring, right? Well, it truly is. So, what are the advantages of self-service BI? The advantages are many. Apart from eliminating the use of complex programming skills for report generation, self-service BI allows users to share the reports that they have generated. But how can we implement self-service BI? Is there a particular tool or solution for doing this? Well, brace yourselves and say hello to Power BI. This highly advanced product from Microsoft is a set of tools that enables users to connect, visualize, and analyze data with greater efficiency and speed. Now, Sam has a question. What can we do with Power BI? You can do many things with Power BI, but basically, Power BI enables users to transform data into visuals and share them with their colleagues, explore and analyze data from all sources, and scale across organizations with built-in governance and security. There are three different versions of Power BI: Power BI Desktop, Power BI Service, and Mobile Power BI. While Power BI Desktop is an on-premise application for Windows 10, Power BI Service is mostly developed as a cloud offering. And Mobile Power BI is a mobile app that allows users to access Power BI on their mobile devices. But why is Power BI this popular? Well, thank its components. And these components are meant to let users create and share business insights in a way that fits best to their business roles. There are five different components of Power BI. Power Query and Power Pivot are engines that help transform data. While Power Query fetches and cleans data, the processed data is loaded onto Power Pivot. Next comes Power View. This is a data visualization technology that lets users create interactive charts and maps and other visuals that bring data to life. Following them, comments, Power Map, and Power Q&A. Power Map enables the processing of accurate geographic locations in datasets, and Power Q&A makes it possible for users to interact with reports with simple English language. Now, Sam wants to learn more about Power BI Desktop. Now that we have a basic understanding of Power BI, let us drill down deep into Power BI Desktop. Power BI Desktop combines Microsoft's Power Query engine with data modeling and visualization for enabling users to create interactive reports. There are three different views in Power BI Desktop, each of which serve a different purpose. First comes report view. In report view, users can add visualizations and additional report pages. They can also publish reports to the portal. In data view, data shaping can be performed using query editor tools. And thirdly comes relationship view. Here, relationships between datasets can be managed. What about Power BI service then? Tom is really curious. Well, as Power BI service works on cloud, businesses can use it to design intuitive dashboards which in turn can help control each facet of their business both effectively and efficiently. There are 6 aspects to Power BI service. First comes licensing. You can choose a Power BI account, either a free one or a Power BI Pro subscription account. Manage users who are a part of the Power BI network of your organization through tenant management. You can use datasets to import data from on-premise cloud databases, files and SaaS connectors. Also, scrape data from a web page into Power BI tables using datasets. Use role as security to restrict the data that a user can view in your network. Also, you can share packaged reports, dashboards and datasets as contained packs with fellow users in Power BI. And interact with reports by asking questions using natural language queries, which is essentially the basis of the Power Q&A feature. Moving ahead, let us traverse through the key features of Power BI. First comes artificial intelligence. Azure Cognitive Services bring together a set of powerful and pre-trained models for intelligent applications. Hybrid deployment support provides built-in connectors that allow Power BI tools to connect with different data sources from Microsoft, Salesforce, and other vendors. Natural query language enables users to interact with reports and ask for specific data. Microsoft has also integrated Cortana with Power BI to enable conversational BI. Users are flexible to customize business reports as per their business requirements. APIs for integration are available to provide programmatic access to dashboard resources such as datasets, tables, and rows. Through self-service data prep, data flows can be used to ingest, cleanse, transform, integrate, enrich, and schematize data from a large array of transactional and observational sources. With modeling view, users can break out complex models by subject area into separate diagrams. Now, I'll show you how to install Power BI on your Windows 10 desktop. For that, all you need to do is open a browser, and I'm using Google Chrome. In Google Chrome, what you need to do is open the Microsoft Power BI website. So I type Microsoft Power BI, click the first link over here, and this page comes up. And here you will always find an option, start for free. What this means is that you can download the Power BI desktop for free. And then if you need a subscription account, you can continue it further. So I will start for free and now I will find this pop-up. And now this is another option that I get here, download for free. So click over here and now this pop-up menu appears and you have two options over here. So, and as we know that Power BI is a product from Microsoft, you can directly download it from the Microsoft Store. So open Microsoft Store. By doing this, the product will download automatically and install on its own. And once that is done, you will see this. This product is installed and you can launch it directly from here. As I had already installed my product, I was not going through all that process. So I will launch the product directly. Now Power BI desktop will open. Now once it's open, a menu will appear and you will have to fill in your credentials. After that, click on sign in and here you will have to use your professional account. I'll be using the account of a friend of mine. Okay, that was a mistake. Yeah. So sign in. Now I'll have to enter the password. Unfortunately, I have a password. So we have signed into Power BI desktop and this is how Power BI desktop looks like. As we have discussed, there are 3 different views in Power BI desktop: report view, data view and model view. In addition to that, you have 3 different menus. In the home menu, you have these options. You have get data, enter data, edit queries, new page, new visual, buttons and all of that. So what you can do is, I mean, before starting the process of creating a report in Power BI desktop, you need to import data into it first. And for doing that, you need to click on get data. Once you click on get data, you will find these many options. Now, what does this mean? This means that Power BI can take in data from a huge number of sources. I mean, it doesn't have to be a particular Excel file. It can be anything. As you can see, you can click on more over here. Now a list will appear. Now these are the different sources which are compatible with Microsoft Power BI desktop. So you can take it directly from files, Excel, CSV, XML, JSON, PDF, anything. You can take it from directly databases. All these databases are fine. You can directly take in Power BI files which have a .pbix extension. You can take it from Azure, other online sources, and other files. That include RScript, Python, ODBC, Spark. I mean, any kind of data can be ingested over here. And this will work absolutely fine. Now, this is the beauty of Power BI Desktop. Or you can click on Enter Data and enter your data manually. You will find this option, column. You can input the column and then enter values as per as your requirement. You can simply edit it and then load it. You also have edit queries option. Here you can, once you have created a table, you can edit queries and you can use queries to extract specific information from that table. Or you can click over here from marketplace. You will find these options. These are different visualizations. You can take it directly from the Microsoft website. It's absolutely free to download, or from my organization. Because we don't use Power BI as of now, we don't have any custom visuals. You can use custom visuals, and under my organization, you simply have to click it and then extract the visual directly. You can also switch your themes over here. And after that, now I will give you an overview of all the views that we have. First comes report view. Now this is where actually the report is created. In report view, you have two specific panes over here, the visualization pane and the fields pane. In visualization pane, you find these many visualization options. Once you enter a data set, you can visualize it with these many options. You have different things, stacked bar chart, column chart, clustered column chart, 100% stacked bar chart. As per your requirement, you have many other things and you can use any of it. You also have line and star column chart when you have multiple parameters in your table. And if you want to show a graph of multiple things, you can use all of this. You can also use donut charts, pie chart, scatter chart. And you don't have to worry, I will tell you exactly how to use these things in our next demo. You can also take data directly from RScript visuals and Python visual. You can create your reports in these visuals also. All these options are available to you. And all you need to do, click on a visual, and once you have data in it, all your parameters will appear over here in this fields pane. And you can directly select a parameter and drag it over the axis on which you want to project it. There will be two axes, X and Y, and you can put it directly over here. And there are other options also. You can add data fields over here, add data values over here, and these are the filters if you want to apply. Also, in addition, we have these options. And all this will be active when we enter some data set. That is the only reason why this is not active right now. But I will tell you, I will give you an overview. You have the title thing over here. You can enter a title. You can customize your background, the lock aspect, general things. You can give a border, visual header, and all those things. And analytics is not available for this visual as we have not entered any data. Once that is done, next comes data view. Here you can edit your data. You can manage it with query editing tools. Edit your queries, and once you have parameters in your data, you can manage those parameters directly from here. And then we have this modeling view. What you can do in the modeling view is that, suppose you have a big report and you have to break it down to make it more understandable, or break down into modules. So what you can do, you can simply enter the data over here and break it down. I will show you how to do that. So this is how the Power BI Desktop basically looks like. In our next demo, I will generate a report and tell you how exactly can we work in Microsoft Power BI Desktop. Now that we have installed Power BI, let us understand how data sets and data types work. The data that you import from other sources needs to be typed correctly in the first place. Plus, you might also have to change the data types as different sources may have different data types. Now, a major question arises. Where is this data stored? In Power BI, data is mostly stored in fact tables and dimension tables. A fact table holds the data to be analyzed, and a dimension table stores data about the ways in which the data in the fact table can be analyzed. Now, it is really important to note that these tables are connected and work in sync with each other. Now, when we talk about tables, it is a sure thing that there will be data relationships, right? How can we manage them? Now, don't we think before managing them, it is necessary to create them in the first place? So, if there are no null values and duplicate rows in those facts and dimension tables, you can create data relationships. And there are two ways to do that in Power BI. Either you can do it manually, or you can use Power BI's inherent auto detect feature. What happens in the auto detect feature is that Power BI traverses through your data directly and finds potential data relationships and creates them on its own. Now let's see how data relationships can be managed. Data relationships can be managed with primary and foreign keys. What are primary keys then? A primary key is a special relational database table column which is specifically designated to uniquely identify all table records. But a foreign key is defined in a second table but refers to the primary key in the first table. And the relationship between these two keys is the stronghold of how tables are connected. For managing data relationships even better, Power BI equips users with cross-filtering. The cross-filter direction of relationships in datasets affects how Power BI treats the tables in visualizations and reports. There are two types, bidirectional and single-directional. Bidirectional cross-filtering allows modelers to determine how they want filters to flow for data using relationships between tables, and single-directional cross-filtering will filter one table based on another table. Sam is curious if he needs to shape and transform data before using it in Power BI. Well, if required, he must do it. And he can do it using the Power BI Query Editor. Here, users can load data from a wide number of sources and apply transformation on them directly. They have four options: Home, Transform, Add Column, and View. And when applied in the right order, these options can help transform data in a really quick manner. Let's move on then. What is shaping data? It is the process of transforming data so that it becomes best for your reports. This can be done implicitly in Power BI. The most common techniques of shaping data are removing columns and rows, renaming them, modifying data types, adding columns and indexes, and applying a sort order. Now Tom wants to know, why do we need to transform data? If data is not structurally appropriate, we might have to transform it. And this can be done using the query editor. In addition, the table group offers functions to quickly transform data. So what are these functions? These are group by, count rows, split column, use first row as headers, any column, data type, transpose, fill, rename columns, reverse rows, move, and replace values and errors. So using these functions, you can directly transform data, and these being library functions, you don't need any extension for using them. Now a question arises, when a data is transformed, how do we merge it? There are two ways to do this. First is merging columns. Two tables must have a joining column where values will match. And when values match, users can easily join both those tables. And the second is appending rows. Take rows from one or more table and add them to the first table. And both the tables will be connected together. Now that we understand this about tables, let us move on and understand what DAX queries really mean. So what are these? DAX is basically a formula language which is specifically designed to work with relational data. There are many applications of DAX. Basically, they are used in expressions to calculate and return values, help perform complex calculations, and draw specific insights from data. Also, data can be manipulated in Power BI using calculated tables and calculated columns. What are these? In calculated tables, one formula is created using a DAX query, and that formula automatically adjusts each value in each row. Similarly, calculated tables are created in the same manner, but they are useful for intermediate calculations and specific data which users want included in their data models. And using all these features, intuitive business reports can be generated really quickly. Now Sam wants to create some Power BI reports. Well, we will show that in the upcoming demo, but before that, he must know the basic steps that lead to creating reports. First comes page layout and formatting. Report pages can be customized, and page name, page size, page background, and page view can be modified as per requirement. Also, charts can be created, and as we had demonstrated on the last demo, there are several charts that are implicitly available in Power BI. These include bar and column charts, line and area charts, line and column, scatter and bubble, pie and donut, table and matrix, tree maps, R visuals, and other charts. What's more surprising is that geographic data can also be included, and this can be done through map charts. Bing Maps is integrated with Power BI to ensure that users do not need longitudinal and latitudinal coordinates to include geographic data in their datasets while creating reports. And if everything goes as planned, you will successfully generate an insightful report on your business data. Now I will show you how to generate a Power BI report. For that, I need to open Power BI desktop first. So I will open Power BI desktop, and you can see this is my Power BI desktop and it is open now. What I need to do in the first place is that I need to import my data source, because without data we cannot create any report. And for that, I need to click on Get Data. This is the easiest way to import your data, and I need to select the file format. And because my file or data set which I'm going to use to show you this is in Excel format, I will simply click over Excel and connect. Once you do that, you will find this browse menu or browse option, whatever you want to say. And from over there, you have to browse and select your file. I don't need to browse it because it's right here. So I will simply click on it and open. Once I do that, I find these options. Over here, I can see the number of sheets that I have in that Excel file. And I have only one sheet, so it's kind of mentioned over here. Now I need to select this. However, you can select as many sheets as you want if there are multiple sheets. So once I select this, I get a preview of that sheet with parameters and values. So this is basically how my data looks like. I have fuel economy, cylinder, display, horsepower, rear axle ratio. Then I have weight, Q-sec, number of forward gears and carburetors. So what does this basically mean? So this is kind of the internal parameters in a car. So I'm going to make an actionable dashboard or a report using which you will be able to understand this data more clearly. So for now, I have selected this and I will click on load. Now I can say that my data is loaded over here. And how can I say that? I can say that because in this field section, I can see my sheet 1 over here, and under that, these are my parameters. So using these parameters, I can create graphs and visualize them. And how can we do that? For doing that, or for creating a graph or a visualization in the first place, I have to select a visualization out of these options. Suppose I want to create a column chart. So I'll simply click on column chart. As you can see, this visualization opens. And when this opens, I will simply expand it to make sure that this is clearly visible to you. Now that this is open, I will go on and concentrate on my parameters. What I mean to say is that I need to select the parameters using which I will create the graph. Before doing that, I want you to see these two things. So this is the fields pane and this is the format pane. In the fields pane, you have different options: axis, legend, value, tooltips, then you have filters and drill through. So what you need to do here is that you have to take a parameter from here and drop it over here. Basically, this axis represents x-axis, value represents y-axis. So this is basically an area using which you can control your parameters. So we will work on that. Suppose I want to see a graph between, let's say weight and number of forward gears. So I will take number of forward gears and drop it over here. You see this add data fields here, right? I simply drop it on top of that. So that will be loaded. And the next thing I need to do is I will take this weight and drop over here. Add data fields here under value. I will drop it over there. So instantaneously, you can see that a graph is generated. Now, what does this graph mean? What basically means is that the number of gears that I have, suppose there are 3 gears in my car or 4 or 5 forward gears, accordingly the weight is getting changed. As you can see, if I click over here, this gets selected and this gets deselected. So what to do now? Suppose I'm not happy with the title of my visualization. What I can do is that I can go to the format pane, and in my format pane, I can click titles, and in place of weight by number of forward gears, I can simply write graph 1. This is just to show you. So I write graph 1. If I want, I can change the font color. I'll change it to this color. I don't know what we call this, but okay. I'll change it to this. But still, my alignment is over here, so I will make it center aligned. But still, it is not clearly visible. So I'll increase the text size. As you can see, now it is kind of visible. I will switch on or enable the borders. Okay. And on top of that, I will make sure that data labels are on. So what happens with data labels is that you get instantaneous data. I mean, look at the graph and you can judge. If you don't want this, you can simply move your mouse cursor over here and you will find data. So on taking my mouse pointer over here, what I can see is that number of forward gears is 3 and weight is 58.39. Over here, number of forward gears is 4, weight is 31.40, and that is how the graph is working. But now, if I want to see this graph but as a stacked bar, so what I need to do is that I will simply click on this stacked bar over here. I can see this as a bar. Or if I want this as a 100% stacked bar, so I'll click that. And you can see the difference. But 100% doesn't work because we only have 2 parameters. Or suppose I need a line chart. Click on the line chart and I can see the differences. For 3 it is 58.39. For 4 it is 31.40. For 5 it is 13.16. So that is how it works. Now suppose I want to see this as an area chart. I'll click that and it happens. So you can customize your visualizations the way you want. But these were only for two parameters. Now suppose I want to add more parameters over here. So what I will do is I will select the right option from here. Let's say I will select line and stack column chart. So what will happen over here is that in this fields pane, I will get one more option with the name line values. Now I can add one more parameter over here. Now suppose I want to see my fuel economy. So what I need to do is that take this fuel economy and drop it over here. And you can see the fuel economy appears as a graph. It's quite clear, right? See, just because there is no value of weight over here, we can see only number of forward gears and fuel economy. But if I move my cursor over here, I can kind of see everything. Now, suppose I want to add one more parameter over here. Suppose I want to add number of cylinders with weight. So what I need to do is that I will take cylinders and put it over here under this weight added. So as you can see, my graph changed. So here I can see my cylinder value. Here I can see my gear to weight ratio, and here I can see my fuel economy. Now I want to create one more graph. So this is done. I can minimize it, take this to a corner, and now suppose I need to add an API. So I'll click that key performance indicator. So what I will do is that once I select that, I will simply select fuel economy and drag it on indicator. I'll take horsepower and drag it to Z axis. Now when I added horsepower to trend axis, you can see I see a value over here. And what does that mean? See, there are different filters over here also. If I want, I can apply filters is greater than then apply filter, but there are not much parameters over here, so there is no point of doing that. So what this basically does is that it kind of adds value. You see your sum over here. If I want average, I'll click on average. You see a graph. It is changing. Suppose I want count, count is 1. Suppose now I want standard deviation. So what this necessarily means is that this value or the indicator is the fuel economy, and the trend axis that is going in the background, that actually means the horsepower. And as you can see, it is continuously changing for these different aspects. So count distinct, it's 1, and this also changes accordingly. Suppose I need minimum 15. So this is the fuel economy and this is changing in the background, the horsepower. Now suppose I need to create a donut chart or a pie chart. Let's create a pie chart. So I change that. For pie charts, as you can see different options over here. If I select this, all others are deselected. So let's maximize this to make it easy to understand for you. As you can see in this pie chart, different values appear. So here the horsepower is 65, minimum of fuel economy is 33.90. Similarly, it changes. So this is again a ring chart or a donut chart, as we say. Again, this means the same. So this is how you can work around Power BI Desktop. You can change your values, or if I want, I can add one more horsepower over here in this values and I will see this. So this basically shows horsepower and this shows the sum of it. I want average, so I click on average and I can see the values changing. Wait, I'll maximize that. See. Now, suppose I want standard deviation. It is changing. I'll switch on my title. Yeah, and now I'll give a title tag. Let's say horsepower indicator. Fine. As you can see, my title appears over here. I will change its alignment and increase the size. So now I want to see my median. So I click on median and my median changes. So this is how Power BI generally acts. Now I can do one more thing. I can simply select any of these values, drag it and drop it in this canvas directly. By doing that, just because this is a single value, a column chart is created and Power BI does it on its own, because Power BI has the ability to kind of understand the data that we are ingesting in and it creates visualizations on its own. Now let's see, I take horsepower and put it on top of here. So a new graph is created. So this is like horsepower versus display. But now I'm not happy with this and I want to change this. So I simply select this graph, click this, gotcha. Now you can see it changes. So these are many ways how to create visualizations. This is how you can do it. So we created this graph. We created this indicator. We have this KPI. In this KPI, you can see all these different values. We have this indicator. So now what we can do is that, suppose I am done with this and this is the report that I wanted to generate. So now I have to publish this. But before that, I need to save it first. So I'll save as report1, and this report1 will have an extension of pbix. That means it's a Power BI file, and I will save it in my desktop. So save. So this is saved. So what this means is that I can take that file and click on any Windows 10 operating system or any desktop which has Windows 10, and if it has Power BI, then this will open directly. On top of that, I can click on publish. By doing that, I will publish this report to the web. See, I'll show you. I'll click on publish. It will be taken to my workspace. So I will select my workspace. Now this report one is being published to Power BI. See, now it is published. So I can open report1.pbix in Power BI. What this means is that once I click on this, I will open Power BI service. As you see, we open Power BI service over here. So I'll sign in. I will use the same account that I was using. I'll enter the password and sign in. So this is my Power BI service, Power BI cloud service, and this is not free actually, but for first 60 days you can use it for free. So as you can see over here, I have several options. I can see shared with me. No one has shared any contact in this account, so I can't see anything. I can click over my workspace, and over here I will find under reports report 1. I click on report 1 and I find my report. You can see this report, right? And now this is on the web. So for sharing this, I can either share it with someone by clicking on this option, or copy this link and send this link to the person whom I want to share this. And by simply accessing this on any browser, they can open this report directly. So in this portion, what we can do is that we can pin this, pin live page. So in pin live page, I will click this. I will create a new dashboard under the name, let's say Roshan Power BI demo. Then I pin it live. Now it is pinned to dashboard. So either you can create a phone view or go to dashboard. Or I can do one thing. I can simply, or if I want to add more visuals over there, I can simply pin this visual, existing dashboard, Roshan Power BI demo, pin. And once I pin those things, I can find my dashboards over here in the left side. Under this dashboard, I have this Roshan Power BI demo. So I click over here and I find my options. I had this display that I had pinned later, and I had this whole report in the first place. So if you remember, we had this Power Q&A feature. So you can simply ask questions about your data directly over here using simple English, and you will get answers. So suppose I will write total weight, and I find the total weight is 102.95. Suppose I want to see display. See display, and I find it here. All I need to do is that, suppose I want display minus total weight. Can't display the visual. Okay, but that is how it basically works. Over here you can find your usage metrics, and you can simply click over here and open it. That's how it works. So this is basically all about Power BI. And finally, if you want to share this, simply click over share this dashboard. Enter an email address with whom you want to share. Suppose I want to share this with roshan.intellipart@gmail.com. See, now you will find this message. One or more email addresses with the following domains are outside your organization, gmail.com. Just because my account was created by the extension intellipart.com, I can't use gmail.com. I have to share this with someone who has an extension gmail.com.
So I will write bala@intellipart.com and it works. So I can share this with people who work in my organization. That's all. On top of that, you can provide access also. You can, once they are your partners or you are connected to them in Power BI, you can provide your colleagues access over here also. So this is pretty much it about how Power BI works. So guys, that was pretty much all from my side. I really hope that you find this video insightful. Do stay tuned to our channel for more updates. Thanks a lot. Have a great day ahead.